Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And today we're going to be splitting up Proverbs chapter 3 because it's super long, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 17. There's a famous verse in here that I'm sure you're going to remember. And I'm reading in the World English Bible. Some of you have asked why I don't switch back between versions anymore. And just for copyright purposes, even though I wasn't overreading different ones, I just thought to be above board, I will use a translation that is in the public domain. And so the World English Bible, the WEB, is in the public domain and I can use it without permission. So it's free. In other words, it's like having the King James Bible, but a little bit more readable. So that's why I'm reading from that. And here we go in Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 17. My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will add to you length of days, years of life, and peace. Don't let kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. It will be health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor Yahweh with your substance, with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, don't despise Yahweh's discipline, neither be weary of his correction. For whom Yahweh loves, he corrects, even as a father reproves the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gets understanding, for her good profit is better than getting silver, and her return is better than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. None of the things you can desire can be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for pleasant ways for my friend listening today. They probably have had a rough, maybe a rough holiday season, a rough 2021. And so, Lord, I do pray for that. We need some pleasantness. We need pathways of peace. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would grant that. Lord, thank you for this scripture. Mary, very much often love about trusting you with everything, not leaning on the ways that we understand, but trusting you instead. You will make our path straight when we acknowledge you. And so please forgive us for not acknowledging you today. Please forgive us for trying to run things in our own strength or with our own paltry wisdom. And instead, Lord, may today be a day that we seek you. Lord, I love verse 3. Don't let kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. I'm reminded of a time where I had a friendship brunch. I have them every year around Christmas. And this verse I took very seriously. And I actually had the words kindness and truth put on a little charm. And it was placed on a necklace for my friends. And so just this idea that we need both kindness and truth. You know, you can have a lot of truth without kindness, and that just comes across as harsh. You could have a lot of kindness and no truth, and that just comes across as wavering and not honoring of you, Lord. And so we need them both. Lord, I also love what this has to say about health, that as we honor you and as we seek for your wisdom, you grant us that kind of health. And so I pray for my friend today who's battling in their health, and I pray that you would show them if there is any root. Now, there's not always a root of, you know, your own disobedience in that, of course not, but sometimes there is. And so if that's the case, show us, Lord. And Lord, it also talks about giving the first fruits of our increase. So Lord, as we go into 2022, show us as we reevaluate our budget, how and when we can give more of our wealth, which is really all of yours anyway, to help others and to build your kingdom. We want to be about you, Lord. We want to be about your kingdom. And we want an audit of our wallet or our checkbook to reflect how we trust you and how we love your kingdom. So all these things, everything on our mind, all our need for your wisdom, we just lay down before you and we ask that you would speak to us this year and give us the wisdom we need to thrive and flourish. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Keep praying for this podcast, friend. I really appreciate it as we start to round the corner toward 2022, and have an amazing day.